今天早晨我们要讲到侍奉，有些信息我们每隔一段时间就需要重复。
There are some topics that we need to speak about over again and over again.
比如说受浸的信息。
For instance, the message of baptism.
因为有些人，因为总有新的人受浸，他们新进入教会。
Because there are always new people who need to know about the baptism.
侍奉也是这样一个题目。
Service is also this kind of a topic.
因为当神的儿女属灵生命慢慢长进的时候，他们就发现他们愿意参与教会里的侍奉。
Because as God's children grow more and more, they learn that they want to serve.
他们不仅有侍奉的心愿。
They not only have a desire to serve.
他们也需要知道怎样学会在教会里侍奉。
They also need to learn how to serve in the church.
我们希望有更多的年轻人替我翻译。
We hope that there will be more young people who will interpret.
She said,
"Me too."
too.
Okay.
今天早晨我们要看看圣经里关于侍奉到底怎么样一个观念。
This morning we'll be seeing how the scriptures speak of service.
也许有些弟兄姊妹们侍奉已经很多年日，但是也需要再一次明白到底神的心意中间侍奉是怎么样意思。
Perhaps some of our brothers and sisters have been serving God for quite a long time, but
we need to know
the meaning of it.
圣经里讲的侍奉是一个相当广泛的用法。
When the Bible speaks of service, it's a very broad, broad word.
而且也是中文也好，英文也好，都用不同的字来翻译这件事情。
In Chinese and English, whatever, there are many words to define service.
其实，在希腊文里面本来就也有不同的字来讲到侍奉。
Originally in Greek, there were several words to describe the word service.
难怪当我们讲到侍奉的时候，是一个很大的一件事情。
No wonder we speak of service as a very large thing.
所以圣经里面怎么样讲到侍奉呢？
So how does the Bible speak of service?
我要请大家看几处圣经。
Let's look in our Bible.
请大家看马太福音第四章
Matthew 4
第十节
Verse 10。
也许弟兄姊妹听过这篇信息。
Perhaps you've already heard of this.
也许弟兄姊妹记得我们曾经花五次讲过侍奉。
Perhaps you remember that we spoke of service in five ways.
那今天我们很快的再重新温习。
Let's review them over again.
圣经里面讲到侍奉用过五个字。
The Bible uses five words to describe service.
希腊文里面头一个字叫做 latreo.
The first one in Greek is latril.
第二个字叫 diakonia.
Second one's diakonia.
第三个字叫做 delus.
Third one is delus.
第四个字叫做 hoperatio.
Fourth one is hoperatio.
第五个字叫做 liturgia.
And the fifth one is liturgia.
我想弟兄姊妹一下记不得啊，我们慢慢的解释。
Let's go through them one by one.
头一次新约里面提到侍奉用了 latreo 这个字。
First time in the New Testament that latril is used.
刚才我们已经讲过，是在马太福音第四章第十节。
Is Matthew 4 verse 10.
那里的事情的背景是耶稣基督曾经在旷野里面受到撒旦的试探。
This was when Christ was in the wilderness, being tempted by the devil.
魔鬼就对他说：“你如果在我面前一拜，天下的万国的荣华都要赐给你。”
The devil said, "If you will serve me, all of the kingdoms of the earth will all worship you."
但是主耶稣对他说：“撒旦，退去吧。”
Jesus said, "Get thee hence, Satan."
因为经上记着说，
"For it is written,
当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。
Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve."
这里把侍奉和敬拜放在一起。
This puts worship and service together.
因为在原来的意思，在生命经里面就讲到这个意义。
Because in the original meaning, that's what it means. That's in Deuteronomy.
讲到敬拜就是侍奉，侍奉就是敬拜。
Worship is service. Service is worship.
有一个观念我们必须明白。
We need to understand one concept.
就是当我们得救信主以后，对于神有极大的价值。
Once we become saved,
great purpose.
We have great purposes.
神愿意我们活在他的面前。
God wishes us to be alive before Him.
当我们活在 living before Him, 当我们活在他的面前的时候，就是对他最好的侍奉。
When we're living before Him, that's the greatest service.
什么叫侍奉呢？侍奉就是活在他的面前。
What a service! It's living before God.
因为活在他的面前，可以听见他的声音，知道他的心意，能够和他有交通来往。
Because living before God, you know what He wants, and you communicate with Him.
这就是这个字侍奉最早的意思。
This is the earliest meaning of the word service.
侍奉就是敬拜，敬拜就是侍奉。
Service is worship. Worship is service.
敬拜就是活在他的面前。
Worship is living before God.
因为上一个礼拜我们讲到路加福音第一章讲到施洗约翰的执事的时候，
Last week when we spoke of Luke 1 and John the Baptist,
那里74节75节，当神当耶稣把我们从仇敌手中拯救出来的时候，
when God delivered us from what?
From the hands of Satan.
Okay.
叫我们可以终身在他面前坦然无惧，用圣洁和公义来侍奉他。Luke, 请大家看路加福音第一章七十四节和七十五节。
第一章什么？
Luke 1:74-75。Yeah, 请给我们看一看。
Okay.
Read it.
That he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
有些弟兄姊妹说我不会侍奉神。
Some brothers and sisters may say, I don't know how to serve God.
因为我们的观念头一个侍奉神是讲到我们的恩赐。
Because we think of service as a gift.
那我们也不会讲到，那我们怎么侍奉呢？
Well, if we can't preach, how do we serve?
我们不会看望，怎么侍奉呢？
If we can't visit others, how can we serve?
我们不会传福音，怎么侍奉呢？
If we don't know how to evangelize, how do we serve?
所以没有恩赐，我们就不要侍奉了。
So if we don't have a gift, let's not serve.
但是圣经上观念不是这样。
But in the Bible, that's not what service is.
我们活在他的面前，就是已经侍奉他。
When we're living before God, we are serving God.
也可以说，其他一切的侍奉都从活在神面前开始。
You can also say that serving God stems from living before God.
假如我们没有真正的活在神的面前，就是我们手中侍奉，实在也算不了数。
If we don't live before God, any other service we do is nothing.
所以这就是神的观念，要我们明白。
So this is something God wants us to understand.
今天早晨我们在一起敬拜神，这是给他的侍奉。
This morning, we're all worshiping God, and this is a way of serving Him.
当我们在一起唱诗、祷告、荣耀神的时候，神已经得着他应当得的侍奉。
When we're singing and praying, this is already serving God.
所以我一直在想，常常我们旧的一些老的传统教会有不同的名字。
Different terminology.
There's different terminologies.
有些聚会把礼拜天聚会叫做 Sunday worship, 主日敬拜。
Okay, well, some of the churches refer to this as a Sunday service, Sunday worship.
有些人就叫做 Sunday, 主日的服事 Sunday service.
Some of them call this Sunday service.
其实 service 就是 worship, 敬拜就是侍奉。
Service is worship.
那我们就明白这件事情。
So we understand this.
所以假如我们就是从礼拜天聚完会之后回家一直保持活在神面前这样心愿和实质。
So if we come home from church and still live before God.
那就是神已经得到了最好的侍奉。
This is serving God in the best way.
而我们在一起也好，个别也好，当我们在这荣耀主的时候，神就欢喜满足。大家，我们也可以注意到一件事情。
But we should pay attention to one thing.
圣经里面讲到侍奉的时候，从新约里面许许多多讲到 latrio 这个字。
In the New Testament, they speak of latrio very often.
我们不仅今天侍奉。
We don't just serve today.
我们用什么侍奉呢？用我们的生命来侍奉。
What do we use to serve? We use our spirit to serve.
所以侍奉会叫一个人生命进步。
So, service is using your spirit to.
生命侍奉会叫你的生命长进。
Serving will
encourage spiritual growth.
所以一个人如果他长久不侍奉，他的生命是停顿的。
So if someone doesn't serve for a long time, your spirit suffers.
有些时候我们侍奉相当疲倦，需要有人替换一下，那是可以的。
Sometimes with service, we need people to
help
us and support us.
但是如果我们一个人长久不侍奉的话，我们的生命就不容易长进。
But if for a long time you don't serve, your spirit can't grow.
因为侍奉变成一种积极的压力，把我们压到神的面前。
Because service becomes sort of a pressure, a pushing towards God.
当我们活在神面前，我们生命自然长进。
Our spirit will grow naturally when we serve God.
这就是很奇妙的一件事情。一方面，我们劝弟兄姊妹有生命才侍奉。
This is kind of an interesting thing. You say that if you have a spirit, you can serve.
但是我们又说，如果你不侍奉，你生命不容易长进。
But if you don't serve, your spirit won't grow.
这当中怎么样平衡呢？我想我们一面学习，一面长进。
So we have to grow while we serve and serve while we grow.
侍奉这个字不仅把我们带到神的面前。
Service is something that brings us before God.
也把我们 带到一种谦卑的态度里面。
It gives us a humble attitude.
所以罗马书十二章第一节、第二节是很重要的经节，请我们大家读一下。
So let's look at Romans 12.
很多弟兄姊妹对这章圣经是非常熟的。罗马书十二章第一节、第二节。
Verse 1 and 2, people are quite familiar with this passage.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
我这里附带也可以告诉弟兄姊妹们一个读经的窍门。
I can also tell you a little secret about this.
Reading the Bible.
About reading the Bible.
在这里你就看见，当我明白侍奉的意思的时候，这个侍奉它的原文一定是 latrial。
When you understand what service is, you can tell from this one that its meaning, its original Greek must have been latril.
你如果回去查各种 interlinear 或者 concordance, 你一定发现这个字它果然是 latril.
If you go back to look it up in the concordances, it has to be latril.
这里讲到我们把身体献上来侍奉神。
This speaks of presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice.
因为一件事情是最奇妙的。
Because one thing is quite.
当你把你的身体带来的时候，你把你的恩赐也带来了。
When you bring your body before God, you also bring your gifts.
你把你的心也带来了。
You also bring your heart.
所以今天下午侍奉聚会，我希望弟兄姊妹们都把身体献上，当作活祭。
So I hope that today in the service meeting, everyone will bring their bodies and everything else with them.
如果你说要侍奉神，但你又不来聚会，又不来参加侍奉聚会，人家怎么在神面前说，我愿意侍奉神呢？
If you want to serve before God and you don't even come to the service meeting, I mean.
所以这就是圣经里面保罗教导我们，侍奉不光是一种虚无缥缈一种观念的问题。
So Paul teaches us service is not only
a concept. 也是一个正式的行动。
It's also an action.
当我们把身体献上奉献给主的时候，我们就有真实的侍奉。
When we present our bodies to God, this is a service.
所以罗马书十二章是很多的人属灵生命一个重要的关键。
So presenting your body to God is a pivotal point in service.
当我们经过奉献这一关之后，我们走上侍奉的道路。
Once you present yourself as a living sacrifice, what?
你就走上侍奉的道路。
You can start on the road of service.
第二个字我们要讲的，在新约里面叫做Diakonia.
Second word is diakonia.
这个字 diakonia 可以翻作仆人。
It can be translated to servant.
圣经里常常翻作伺候，在人某某人手上倒水。
Often the Bible refers to it as tending to the needs of someone and pouring water for them, etc., etc.
这个字说到一个降卑的服侍。
This speaks of a very humble service.
这一届圣经大家最有名的一定记得，在马太福音二十章第二十八节。
In Matthew 20, verse 28.
主耶稣说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。这个服侍就是 diakonia。
Christ said, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is diakonia.
你们就现在我们明白圣经几个字的用意，我们再回去读就可以明白希腊文。
Since we understand these terms in the Bible, we can go back and understand Greek.
所以希腊文不难学哈。
Greek's not too hard to learn.
我没有正式学过希腊文，但是从这些字典里面慢慢懂得怎么样用这些参考书。
Using the reference books, we can slowly understand Greek.
这里主耶稣说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Christ came not to be ministered unto, but to minister.
很稀奇的，主耶稣来，他是主人，他是夫子，他是师父。
When he came, he was the master.
但是他却我来不是要服侍，不是要受人的服侍，而是要服侍人。
But he said, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister.
这是一个很新奇的观念。
This is a very new concept.
对于门徒来讲，他们没有这种领会。
From the disciples' point of view, they never had this kind of lesson.
门徒们跟随耶稣都想，哦，这是个大人物，将来要得国的，所以我们跟随他有好处。
When the disciples followed Jesus, they thought to themselves, Wow, this is a great man. We can follow him and learn things. And
但是主耶稣说了，我是来服侍人的。
But Christ said, I came to minister to people.
我们只有看见大人物有从有跟随的人。
Usually we see great men as having followers.
他们是 VIP, 后面有一大堆人跟随，前面有一些人给他开路。
They're VIPs. They have their people ahead of them, and they have their whole entourage with them.
但是我们没有看见仆人有一大堆从者的。
But we don't see their servants with secret servicemen and their own retinue.
这是怎么回事呢
？Why is this？
主耶稣来到地上，说是一个最最奇怪的原则。
Christ gave a very strange answer for this.
因为他说到降卑。
Because he spoke of humility.
但是天然的人没有降卑的能力。
But a carnal man has no perception of humility.
天然人都要往上爬的。
Carnal man always wants to climb upward.
只有属灵的人会降卑。
But the spiritual man only can humble himself.
一个人当他真正满的时候，才有一种虚怀若谷的态度。Sorry about that. You don't even understand.
Chinese saying. Okay, let's
see. When you fall, you can afford to be humble.
Okay.
我记得以前有一个篮球，就是篮球教练 ，Lakers 篮球教练 Riley.
The coach of the Lakers, Pat Riley.
他赢了三百多场球的时候。
When he won about 300 games.
他讲的话真是谦卑，他说都我都没有功劳，都是球员自己打得好。
He would always say, "Oh, it's not me. My players are good."
那些记者就说，哦，他可以谦卑没有关系。
Yeah, people will say, "Well, he can afford to be humble. He's won."
那个记者说，因为他赢了三百多场球，他再谦卑，事实摆在那里，对不对？再谦卑，事实还在那里。
You know, he can be humble, but he still got those wins on his record.
主耶稣有尊贵的生命，所以他谦卑是那么容易。
It was easy for Christ to be humble because he had so much.
弟兄姊妹，我们也有神的生命在我们里面。
We also have Christ's life within us.
当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，他的生命在我们里面。
Once we accept Christ, Christ lives within us.
如果主耶稣能够服侍人，我们也可以服侍人。
If Christ can serve others, we can serve others.
叫我们里面最喜乐的，就是当我们降卑服侍人的时候，主在那里称赞我们说好仆人。
Our most joyous feeling is to have Christ say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
主耶稣服侍的榜样，你看门徒就学不来。
But Christ's example is really quite hard for the disciples.
他去寻找拯救世上的人，他去寻找拯救世上的人 ，seek and save the lost.
Yeah, he went to seek the lost and to save them.
他来到一个人叫做马太的家里。
He went to a man named Matthew's house.
他把马太呼召做门徒。
He wanted Matthew to be a disciple.
马太就宴请了他的朋友，都是些税吏。都是些税吏。
Matthew was a tax collector.
他的朋友们都来了。
And all his friends were tax collectors.
那些法利赛人、文士就大不以为然。
The Pharisees and the scribes all were just shocked.
他们对主耶稣说：“你为什么和你们的对他的门徒说，你们的主为什么和税吏、妓女一起吃饭呢
？”They spoke to the disciples, "Why does your master eat dinner with tax collectors and prostitutes?"
主耶稣就回答说：“健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。”
Christ said, healthy people don't need a doctor, the sick need a doctor.
马太是有属灵疾病的人。
Matthew had a spiritual sickness.
他的疾病是什么？
What was his sickness?
他的疾病是只看见钱。
He could only see money.
因为他是税吏。
Because he's a tax collector.
但是主接受他，谦卑地接受他，没有要求他什么条件。
Christ accepted him, though, without any terms. Just accepted him.
你看主耶稣专门喜欢做税吏，做那些罪人的朋友。
Christ, love to be with the sinners.
圣经里面就用这个字 diakonia 说到一个降卑的侍奉。
This in the Bible, the word diakonia refers to a humble,
humbling attitude.
Humbling attitude.
主耶稣为门徒洗脚。
Christ washed his disciples' feet.
但是门徒在那里做什么呢
？What did the disciples do?
门徒们在此之前争论谁为大。
They were sitting there arguing who's the greatest.
我想因为他们争论太久，谁伟大？约翰说我最大，彼得说我最大。
John would say I'm the greatest. Peter would say I'm the greatest.
所以他们等到要洗脚的时候，还都不肯替别人洗脚。
So when Christ came to wash his disciples' feet, they wouldn't think of washing each other's feet.
只有一种降卑服侍的态度，才是神所喜欢的态度。
Only when you have a humble servant attitude can Christ.
在新约里面，神要求我们一个做仆人的灵。
In the New Testament, Christ tells us to have a servant's spirit.
Paul Brogi 弟兄上个礼拜到我家里来。
Last week, Paul Brogi came to our house.
我很欢迎他来，因为他一来的时候就帮我们做仆人。
As soon as he came over, he became a servant.
他立刻在那里动手，怎么样做 salad?
Yeah, he was telling us how you make a salad and helping us cut vegetables.
我说你怎么这么会做？
He said, how do you know how to do this?
后来我想起他，他是 hotel school 毕业的。
Yeah, I thought of it. He went to hotel school.
但是我讲这些事情，我们因为新弟兄新来，我愿意弟兄姊妹知道他们很愿意侍奉。
But I would like everyone to know that Paul is very willing to serve.
神祝福那些愿意侍奉人的人。
Christ blesses those who are willing to serve.
第三个字讲到侍奉是什么呢?
What's the third word that tells what service is?
第三个字叫做 Delio. I mean, Deluce.
Deluce is the third word.
这个字的意思是什么意思?
What does this mean?
这个字的意思,一些最强的圣经, 大家都知道的。
It's something that everyone knows.
也是在马太福音里面。
Also in Matthew.
第六章24节。
Chapter 6, verse 24.
大家读书不要生气啊。
Don't get mad.
马太六章第24节是什么?
What's it say?
他说,一个人不能侍奉两个主,不是恶这个爱那个,就是重这个轻那个,你们不能又侍奉神,又侍奉马门。
No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
这个侍奉也不是前面的latrio。
This service isn't latril.
也不是diakonia。
It's not diakonia.
是deluse。
It's deluse.
为什么这个字?
Why?
这个字讲到一种奴隶性的侍奉。
This speaks of a slave-like service.
你侍奉是不由自主的。
You have no choice in it, you just serve.
这个字, deluse.
Same word was used in Romans in reference to slavery to your sin.
圣经里面归纳给我们看几件事情，如果我们有偶像的话，我们就不能侍奉神。
If you have an idol, you can't serve God.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章九节说，从前他们是服侍那个偶像的。
Thessalonians said previously they served the idols.
等到神把他们从偶像权势里面拯救出来，他们就来侍奉神。
When they were delivered from the idols, they worshiped God.
No, serve.
Serve God.
这个侍奉就是 deluse.
This word is deluse.
另外说。 假如我们一个人侍奉自己的私欲和厌乐，就不能侍奉神。
If you serve your own carnal desires, you cannot serve God.
这是罗马书14章第18节里面告诉我们的。This
is what Romans 14:8.
假如我们天天群饮、厌乐，在一起吃饭、吃喝、快乐，就没有办法侍奉神。
If every day we eat, drink, and be merry, how can we serve God?
第三个原因，如果我们做了罪的奴仆，在罗马书里面讲，做了肉体的奴仆，就不能侍奉神。
If we are a carnal, if we serve sin, we can't serve God.
第四个原因不能侍奉神，因为我们没有圣灵里的释放。
The fourth reason you can't serve God is because you don't have
a release
of your spirit.
我们服侍那个像加拉太书里面讲，做了律法的奴仆。
As Galatians says, we have a freedom from a slavery in the law.
我们如果是活在律法主义底下，就不能有圣灵里的自由来侍奉神。
If we're enslaved in the law, then we can't be free in our spirit.
加拉太书第4章第8节告诉我们。
Galatians
4:8.
第五个原因我们刚才讲过，如果我们心里面是侍奉马门，就不能侍奉神。
The fifth reason has already been mentioned. If we serve mammon, we can't serve God.
什么是马门？马门就是钱财。
What's mammon? It's money.
所以刚才我想弟兄姊妹心里想，哦，都弟兄讲马门，一定是不要我们做生意，我们要应该侍奉神。
So I'm sure you must have all thought that he was going to say, don't go out into business. Come here and serve.
其实这里所讲的侍奉，因为这一类的侍奉是把我们时间力量分散的。
What this is saying is that when we serve mammon, it divides all our time and our energy.
主耶稣说，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
It says, man cannot serve two masters.
这是什么意思?
What does this mean?
我发现一件事情，我们或者可以有权利选择主人。
You can either totally
you can choose masters.
但是没有一个人可以没有主人。
But no man can have no master at all.
我想也许有些弟兄姊妹觉得这句话很奇怪，我明明是自由的，怎么会有主人呢？
Perhaps you may think this is really strange. I'm a free person. How can I have a master?
这就是好像约翰福音第8章里面主耶稣和那些犹太人辩论说，他们说我们生来就是自由的，主说你们是罪的奴仆。
For instance, when Christ was arguing with some Jews, they said, when we were born, we were free. And he said, no, you're a slave to sin.
弟兄姊妹们，我们或者可以选择不同的嗜好来做主人。
We can choose to serve different masters.
我昨天想到一件事情，
Last night I thought of something.
东欧那些国家的人现在拼命追求自由。
Look at those Eastern Bloc countries always screaming about freedom.
他们追求自由。
Freedom, freedom, freedom.
我可以讲他们是做了自由的奴仆，我不是说他们不好啊。
They're slaves to the idea of freedom. I'm not saying that's bad.
每一个人都要投身在一件事情上面，好像做奴仆一样，好像背后有个驱车的力量，这就是 deluse 这个字的意义。
But if you are driven by one thing and slave to that one thing, that's the word deluse.
所以弟兄姊妹，到底你要做谁的奴仆？
So whose slave do you want to be?
你可以做自由主义的奴仆。
You can be slave to the ideals of freedom.
我讲这句话是最极端的了。如果自由主义尚且能够叫你做奴仆，就没有一件事情你不能做奴仆的。
If you can be a slave to the idea of freedom, you can be a slave to anything.
She's smart. 你猜的是不是？
Yeah.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们真是要小心。
So we really must be very careful.
我们如果在罪的权下，在金钱的控制底下，我们没有心来侍奉神。
If we serve money and mammon, we don't have the heart to serve God.
所以罗马书第十二章告诉我们要心里火热，常常服侍主。十一节。
So Romans 12:11 tells us, hold on, that not.
11, chapter 11.
Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
这个侍奉就是 deluse.
This service is deluse.
你要明白，他叫你火热，
you have to understand.
好像背后有驱车力量，叫你非侍奉不可。
You have to serve as if there's something driving you behind, and you just have to. There's no other choice.
在你侍奉的时候，好像在你做任何一件工作的时候，
anything you do,
都是服侍主，不是服侍人。
You have to serve God. You can't serve man.
这个字是 deluse.
This word is deluse.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就明白，现在圣经已经讲了三个字叫我们知道什么叫侍奉。
The Bible's already taught us three words here on how to serve.
一个是活在神的面前，
living before Christ.
一个是降卑的态度。
A humble attitude.
一个是完全做奴仆的态度。
And serving wholeheartedly with a slave's attitude.
第四个字是什么呢？
What's the fourth word?
这四个字叫做 hoperatio.
Hoperatio.
这个字是很特别的一个字。
This is a very special word.
因为要根据当时罗马的背景，你才明白。
If you understand Roman culture, perhaps it's easier.
这个字的意思叫做底下摇橹的人。
This word refers to those galley slaves.
那些人是什么意思呢？
What were they?
你知道有罗马人打仗是用战舰的。
The Romans used ships in their warfare.
那这个战舰的动力从哪里来呢？
Where was their locomotion from?
底下有一些人在拼命摇橹。
From the rowers below.
你知道我们看一些电影，那些人被抓去做奴隶，手上戴着链子，就在那摇橹，他们不做别的事。
You see in the movies how they're chained to their oars and they do nothing but row.
如果不好好做，就鞭子下来了。
If they don't do it fast enough and well enough, they're whipped.
上面一层甲板是战士。
The warriors are above on deck.
他们两个船碰见的时候，上面的人打来打去。
When the two boats meet, they'll fight back and forth.
打赢的人就是英雄，就是得胜的人了。
The ones who win are the heroes.
等到他们回去的时候，就多少人欢呼啊！这些人他们大英雄回来了，把敌人打败了，把他们丢在天空里面。
Yeah, when they come home, everyone celebrates their arrival and says, "Yeah, they've destroyed our enemy." Blah blah blah.
但是那些底下摇橹的人怎么样呢？
But what about those galley slaves below?
生命是有机会的，荣耀是没有的。
They have a chance. To die, they have the opportunity, but for glory, they don't really have anything.
这些人是底下侍奉的人。
They're the ones who serve below.
假如这些人上面的人没有动力的，船一定不动，一定打败仗。
If the galley slaves below didn't work, of course they'd lose because the soldiers couldn't go anywhere.
但是他们打赢了，却一点功劳、一点奖赏都、一点荣耀都看不见。
But if the soldiers win, you never think of the galley slaves as having any part in the victory.
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣经上用就这个字来说到一种暗中的侍奉。
So this word is in reference to behind the scenes service.
这种侍奉是叫做助手的侍奉。
Assistant.
It's an assistant.
帮手 assistant. 有些时候翻作一个可以说是弟兄侍奉的无名英雄。
Yeah, this is a unsung hero's service.
有些地方翻作差役 officer.
What?
有些地方翻作差役 officer, officers, officer.
Officers?
Yeah. Well, what a name.
Okay.
保罗也讲到这种事。
Paul spoke of this kind of service.
这些侍奉是神所纪念的侍奉。
This is a service. That God remembers.
人虽然看不见，但暗中的侍奉是非常重要的事。
Man can't see it, but this behind the scenes service is quite important.
圣经里面讲到保罗讲到大卫的故事。
Paul speaks of David.
大卫他说按着神的旨意服侍了那一个世代的人就睡了。
David, according to God's will, served his generation.
那这里讲的服侍是什么？ 就是 hoopratio。
What kind of service did he do? It was hoopratio。
我们会觉得奇怪，大卫这么一个大能的勇士，人所知道，以色列人都知道侍奉神的人。
Now we'll think this is strange because David was a great king and he was always in the public eye. You know, how could he do any kind of behind the scenes?
但是这里提醒我们注意大卫怎么样暗中服侍。
This reminds us of what David did do.
比如举一个例子看。
For instance.
当他要为神建立圣殿的时候
，When he wanted to build a temple for God，
拿单先知跑来告诉他说：“你不能建圣殿。”
Nathan the prophet said, "No, you can't do it."
为什么不能建圣殿
？Why？
因为你杀人流血太多。
You're a man of war. You've shed too much blood.
你的儿子所罗门要建造圣殿。
Your son Solomon will build a temple.
那弟兄姊妹，今天如果我们一听啊，神不要我造圣殿 ，OK, fine, 好。
If we heard that, we just go, okay, good.
那么如果别人要建圣殿，让他去建吧。
We'll just let someone else do it.
但是大卫不是这样。
But David wasn't like that.
大卫虽然神没有给他机会建圣殿。
Although God did not give him the opportunity to build the temple.
但是大卫为圣殿预备材料。
He prepared all the materials for the temple.
当他临终的时候，他把所罗门找来。
Before he died, he called Solomon to his side.
他说：“我儿啊，神只要给你命令建造圣殿。
”He said, "My son, God has destined you to build the temple."
但是这里我已经为你预备的所有建筑的材料
I've already prepared all the materials for you.
金银铜铁木材宝石等等
Gold, silver, bronze, wood, whatever
宝石 precious,
precious stones too
不但这样连我自己家里面库藏的我自己个人的财产我也为神摆上因为我爱我的神
Also I give my personal treasury over
我把我最好的献给神
I give my best to the
God 今天早上我们唱的诗歌说把你最好的献给神
Today we sing the song, Give of Your Best to the Master.
以前我在想我们每次唱这首诗歌的时候都唱献我年轻的力量我现在不大年轻了我能不能再唱这个诗歌呢
Often when we sing the song here says, Give of Your Youth, and you know, he's not so young anymore. Can he still sing it?
This is the youth. 我把我的年轻给他给 I give my youth
he's
to the
giving,
Lord.
He's giving his youth to the Lord.
我相信我们每个人剩下的年日都是一样的可以奉献给神。
I'm sure at any age we can give of our best to the master.
大卫就是暗中为圣殿预备材料。
David prepared all the materials for the temple.
这些暗中所做的事情啊，神说他服侍那一世代的人。
In this behind the scenes work, he served the whole generation.
其实大卫还有很多暗中的工作。我举一个例子，再举一个例子，大家知道。
Here's another example of David's, you know, behind the scenes work.
他服侍了米非波设，那个瘸腿的人。
Mephibosheth, the cripple, was taken care of by David.
我想在历史历代侍奉神的人中间，他们暗中的侍奉都是被神纪念的。
I'm sure in history, what?
这一类的侍奉。
This sort of service is recorded.
D.L. Moody.
For instance, D.L. Moody.
Moody, 他刚刚开始侍奉的时候，他的主日学，他们说。可以，你要来教主日学吗？可以，但是我们老师比学生多。
When he wanted to start teaching Sunday school, they said, "Fine, you can teach, but we've got more teachers than students."
所以你知道目的怎么样
？So do you know what Moody did?
他在街上去找小孩子回来。
He went on the streets and looked for kids to take.
他找来的孩子都不是很干净的孩子。
They weren't too clean.
你们那些地方是一不仅是一些矿区，而且是一些贫民区。
It wasn't what kind of a town?
Mining.
It was a mining town.
所以那些小孩脸上都是煤炭，很多很脏很脏。
So their faces were always dirty.
衣服也是很褴褛。
Their clothes were always ragged.
这个穆迪就到处一天每天早上摇了铃，开了驾了马车去把他们带把小孩。
Every morning, Moody would go around with a bell in his carriage and ask for all the kids to jump on.
穆迪刚开始侍奉他不是一个大布道家。
He wasn't a great
preacher. 他说神给他一个恩赐，他发现了。
He found that God had given him a gift.
神会叫他做，他会这个认领一两排椅子。
Moody could claim a few pews for God.
然后他就去把人找来，填满在这座位里面。
And then he would go and look for people and fill the pews.
他自己自传里面说，这是我第一个恩赐。
He said, "This is my first gift from God."
但是大卫，但是穆迪暗中的侍奉被神纪念。
But Moody's behind the scenes.Service was remembered by God.
他刚开始也不会讲道。
When he first began, he didn't really preach.
他那个英文文法比我还差。
His English was probably worse than his. I don't know.
他很多时候讲完道，人家觉得很难为情，替他难过。
people were kind of uncomfortable for him.
他说, Moody 弟兄, 下次也许你不讲到,
they said, Brother Moody, perhaps it's better if you don't preach instead of preach.
他就说, 弟兄,
he would say, Brother, your grammar is much better than mine.
那么你用你的文法,
what can you use, how do you use your grammar to serve God?
在这个上一个世纪, last century.
We know of Moody's power in the last century. He took several hundreds of thousands of people, millions?
A few million.
He brought several million people to the Lord. It all began with a service behind the scenes.
第五个字是什么呢?
What's the fifth word?
叫做liturgia.
It's liturgia.
这个字你就知道了, 跟我们英文常常用的字, liturgy 很像。
It's a lot like the English word liturgy.
什么叫liturgy?
What's a liturgy?
我们讲仪文。
It's
这个教会里面的, 站起来坐下, 该唱诗怎么样,
it's a ritualistic kind of a recitation.
但这个字开始是个很好的字。
But this word began as a very good word.
什么叫liturgia呢?
What's liturgia?
Liturgia意思就是一个公开的需要的侍奉.
A need of public ministry.
意思就是说在罗马的时候, 他们为了要,
In order to help the church.
It was a word describing government service.
那些工作需要有人来做。
The jobs needed to be done.
比如说他们需要训练一些歌唱的人, 或者训练一些战士,
for instance, they may have had to train some
warriors.
那么这些需要经费了。
This required
所以在罗马时代, 那个公民就有一个权利, 只有公民有这个权利。
So in the Roman times, only citizens had this privilege.
他们可以出了经费来支持这种训练。
They could give their money to serve in this area. There are some reasons for this.
所以这一类的公职的侍奉本身代表一种荣誉。
Public ministry.
This public ministry, what? I don't
know. Represent honor.
Oh, it represented an honor.
但你知道这荣誉是很好，大家心对的是很好的。
As long as the honor was fine, you know, their motivations for it. They thought that was fine. After a while, though, it wasn't quite as prestigious. It became a responsibility, a burden. Afterwards, the soldiers were fewer.
No,
volunteers. The volunteers were fewer.
好了,
what do you do? You start drafting people
好,
to do
看你有技能, 有能力做,
oh, look, they have ability. Let's draft them. So you see in church, a lot of people sometimes have the ability that they should say, yes, I want to do it.
但如果他们不肯出来,
but if they don't want to, you just grab them and say, come on, do it.
你知道,
maybe we Chinese people are too humble and we hold back and say, no, let someone who's better do it. But we hope that when you fill out the surveys this afternoon, you're not too polite.
我可以跟大家讲一件事情,
I think I understand your abilities.
如果你不自愿的话,
if you don't admit them, I'll still grab you.
但是不管是你是自愿或者真造来的, 这一类的侍奉都叫做liturgia。
But if you, whether you volunteer or were conscripted to do it, it's all called liturgia.
这一类的侍奉是必须有人做的。
This is a necessary service.
没有人能够代替他做。
No one can do it for you.
比如我们讲主耶稣的侍奉。
For instance, Christ's service.
主耶稣在神的眼中是真正来做一件事情的。
In God's eyes,
he is called
to do something.
也可以说是他自愿来做这件事情的。
You could say he was
volunteering
to do this.
那是什么事情，大家就知道了。
What is this? Everyone knows.
就是他甘愿从天上来到地上。
It was his willingness to come to earth in the form of a human.
他本来是与神同等的。
He was God's equal before.
但是他却愿意降卑自己来到地上。
But he humbled himself to come to earth.
做什么?
To do what?
他取了人的样式来做人。
To take the likeness of a man.
他既有了人的样子，就自己卑微，诚心顺服，以至于死，却死在十字架上面。
To become obedient even to death, even to death on a cross.
这一类的侍奉，只有这一个侍奉，只有他能做。
This was a service only he could do.
所以我们说，在这个份上，主耶稣做了 liturgia。
This was Christ's liturgia.
他为我们舍命，为我们流血，没人能够代替他做这件事情。
He suffered and died and bled for us. No one else could do that.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要以为 liturgia 是件小事。
So don't think of liturgia as a small matter.
主耶稣这个职任是非常重要的职任。
Christ, after all, was the greatest of all.
那我们每个人都有自己该有的职任。
So everyone has their own responsibility.
神已经托付了你，你若甘心做，就有赏赐。
If Christ has given you a gift, you should use it.
假如你做甘心的话，就有赏赐。
If you're willing, you'll have rewards.
保罗说，如果不甘心的话，责任已经交付给我。
Paul said, the responsibility is there, even if you're not willing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这一类的侍奉是专长性的侍奉。
So this kind of a service is.
专长是什么 ？Talent.
Oh, according to talent.
这一类的侍奉是讲到一个好比说教会里面有些侍奉专长性的侍奉。
For instance, in the church, there's some specific needs.
那些人要受过一些训练才能做，比如说。
You may need some training to fill those needs.
比如说，教会里需要用 computer 的工作。
For instance, if you need a person to run the computers.
那你说没有受过训练就不能做。
But if you don't even have computer literacy, of course you can't do that service.
你有了这个能力，神就给你这个职分。你若应召，就是 liturgy.
But if you have this ability, Christ will call you. God will call you to do the service. This is liturgy.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看教会里面各样的侍奉太多了。
So you can see in the church there's just so many.Areas of service. All the brothers and sisters need to understand living before God. This is the foundation of all service.
然后我们侍奉的态度是降卑的。
Our attitude toward service should be humility.
我们的奉献，我们的commitment是完全的，像奴仆一样。
Our commitment should be absolute, like a slave.
然后我们做事的时候是暗中不愿意为人知道的。
And when we do them, we should be humble enough so that we don't need other people to see it. We can do it without recognition.
然后最要紧的是责任，我们已经答应主的呼召。
The last one is the responsibility to answer to God's call.
待会我们要请大家是不是都已经，请问大家是不是都已经拿到这个侍奉心愿表？
Later we'll ask if everyone has received one of these surveys.
中英文一样一份。
We have the same thing in Chinese and English.
所以年轻的弟兄姊妹们没有一个没有这个机会侍奉。
So old and young, there's no one without the opportunity to serve.
教会里你看看有这么多侍奉需要人。
There's so many needs right now.
所以我们盼望弟兄姊妹们踊跃的填写。
We hope you can fill this out.
而且参加下午一点半的侍奉聚会。
And,participate in the meeting at 1:30.
我知道有些弟兄姊妹可能事先已经有别的约定，一定非走不可。
Perhaps you have previous commitments, you have to leave.
但是你希望你千万走以前把你侍奉心愿表交付。
But we hope no matter what, you can fill out this survey and turn it in.
我们如果人多的话，我们在餐厅里面开会。
If we have a lot of people, we'll be meeting in the fellowship hall.
如果我希望用的餐厅开会。
I hope we use the fellowship hall.
也许我们就决定用餐厅去开会。
Perhaps let's just decide to use the fellowship hall.
我可不可以问问看有多少人愿意下午来参加侍奉？
How many people are going?
请你举手好不好
？Please raise your hand.
大家请举手好不好？多一点，不行，太少。
Oh, please.
我们讲了一个钟头，讲这么辛苦，到最后请大家侍奉，请举手好不好
？We spoke for an hour on this.
假如你不愿意侍奉，我再讲罗马书十二章第一节。
If you don't want to serve, again I quote chapter 12 of Romans.
OK, 感谢主，差不多有三十多位哈。我希望大家听清楚了哈，不是说不愿意你侍奉，不是说你现在我这时候昨天不讲了，因为但是我是提示大家的耳朵。I have a heart for everybody.
I have a heart for everybody's ear.
并不是说你没有举手，今天就混过去了。
It doesn't mean just because you don't raise your hand, we'll just pass over you.
我希望你吃饭的时候悔改。
I hope that When you eat, you'll change your mind. He'll draft you.
你回来。我盼望弟兄姊妹都留下来参加侍奉聚会。
We hope everyone can stay for the service meeting.
上个礼拜我们报告说，教会里面经常来参加聚会的，超过75%的主日的。
Last week we recognized those who attended church more than 75% of the year.
有62个人是差不多一年，或者有62人是超过40次以上聚会的。
There were 62 people who attended more than 40 times.
40次就是75%的聚会。
40 times is only 75% of the year.
所以我知道弟兄姊妹们心在神的面前，你们已经有 latrill 的侍奉。
So we know you have the latrill service.
我希望弟兄姊妹们更能够答应主所有侍奉的要求。
We hope you can answer to God's other callings.
让我们一起来建立神儿女的侍奉。
Let's come together and
establish
one another in service.
因为以弗所书告诉我们说，我们要以建立圣徒各尽其职。
Because Ephesians tells us that we must
edify
and build up one another.
让我们能够达成基督身体的目标。
So that we can answer to God's purpose.
我知道今天下午有 Ram 跟这个 49ers 球赛，我也很想看。
I know tonight there's a Rams and 49ers game. I want to see it too.
但是我相信你还回去能够看上下半场。
You can still go home and see the last half.
因为我们一点半开始，三点准时结束。
Because at 3 o'clock we'll finish.
如果大家能够多交换意见，快一点结束，两点半就可以下课。
If everybody comes in, we get a lot done, then we can just maybe leave at 2:30.
Where's John? Is he already gone to Super Bowl? I mean, to pre Super Bowl? Okay. Anyway, he's here. Okay. 我答应大家，开会绝对不超过三点。
I promise you, the meeting will not go past 3.
但是我盼望弟兄姊妹都把你的意见，为了教会的侍奉，都放在这里。
But I hope you can all present your ideas.
好，谢谢弟兄姊妹耐心的让我讲完这些信息。
Thanks for your patience.